Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin. We're in Roswell, New Mexico, 60th anniversary of the Roswell crash. And this is quite an experience for me. The Dolans are here. No. See, there's a Ken and Doria Dolan. Yep. They do a financial show. So are you ever going to get your husband on the air with you?
I did last week, actually. It was his birthday, July 1st.
A lot of people around here seem to have birthdays about the same time in July. I wonder if there's something...
Isn't that
kind of creepy? Yeah, it is. Rosemary Ellen Guiley over at Fate Magazine, she had a birthday today. Somebody was in here yesterday, 777. It's their birthday. Wow. Well, they had little horns coming out of there.
Oh, God.
You actually made a presentation here. I'm used to your husband doing these things.
I made my first presentation ever. That was my first.
Well, tell me what you talked about.
Ever. I talked about UFOs, aliens, and media desensitization of children. So what I did, I presented images of TV shows for kids like Teletubbies and Boo-Bah, which a lot of people here probably haven't even heard of.
Oh, I have.
If you have little children or small grandchildren, then people have
heard
of them.
Well, I'm dialed by. Of course, I don't watch those shows.
Yeah.
But no. tell me what's happening there with that.
Well, all I did was present the images, and I said, I don't know whether this is the result of some conspiracy, some grand plan to put out alien images to get kids accustomed to seeing them, or if it's just a pop culture thing that this is what's big right now. But the effect is kids are getting used to seeing these images. They have these little friends with big round heads. The Teletubbies look like they're wearing space suits. They've got antenna coming off their heads, little receivers on their bellies. Boo-Bah are even worse. I mean, they just have these enormous eyes. They don't even have a lower face. They're just eyes. And they come in a craft. The show starts with this image of a silvery ball coming flying across the sky. It comes down and crash lands, and then you see inside it, they're all sleeping in these little pods inside the thing. And when they open up, they have these beautiful, big, black eyes. And they look like grays, except that they're big and bright colored.
So the hypothesis of this presentation would be that perhaps it's just not only interesting to kids to have characters like this, mm-hmm. but there may be an ulterior motive.
There may be, and that's what I'm curious
about.
So
preparing us for disclosure or for an invasion or a visitation,
yep.
or what? Or all of the above?
Or maybe somebody saying, when we've been coming and doing abductions, we surround people in their beds at night, they wake up and they fight us because they're scared. We want little kids to wake up and see these big round heads and these big black eyes and think, oh, okay, Teletubbies are here. I'm going to go play.
Well, that's a
good
point.
I don't know.
You raise an interesting thing. And, of course, when we talk about these things, this is not the first time I've heard this theory. But, hey, it's logical.
I've never heard anyone talk about it at a conference
before. Not in person. I mean, I'm talking about just individually visiting
exactly,
with people.
Not a presentation.
Right,
I've talked
right.
about it in conversation
right.
with people, and almost no one I talked to knew what I was referring to when I brought up Boo-Bah, for example. Everyone knows Teletubbies. Nobody had heard of Boo-Bah.
Well, what I'm talking about is a general idea of all of a sudden you came out with War of the Worlds, again, a remake, uh-huh. Why at this time, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're bringing it up from the children's television aspect, which is a great insight into possibly we're all being, as you say, desensitized. Something's going to be happening.
It is interesting because, as you pointed out, War of the Worlds came out, and that's an image of aliens attacking. These are big, scary aliens.
Right.
We have to fight them. We have to defeat them. Then, of course, we went through movies like Close Encounters and E.T. What we're finding now, the most recent things are coming out, are things like Teletubbies and Boo-Bah, where the aliens are gentle and they're fun, and this is being directed at very small children, preschool age and very young school age. And what they're seeing, and Disney's Lilo and Stitch, there's a little alien who's always pictured mm-hmm. dancing on the beach with his little grass skirt with a little Hawaiian girl. Gosh, that's not anything we need to be afraid of, right?
Well, of course. No, it was an excellent point. Now tell me about the radio show.
I actually have only been doing it for about a month. I have done four shows. Oh, I did five. I did one yesterday.
Yeah,
From here.
Now, it's on what, once a week?
It is on once a week. It's called Through the Keyhole. And ordinarily, I broadcast on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I follow Guy Malone, who's live from Roswell.
Right.
Come after him. I actually got my start.
Well, I think Guy's going to be doing his show today. Or maybe
right.
Not.
He told me last week he's preempting me today, so I got mine in yesterday.
Okay. So now when we do this, and we've had Joe Montalvo on the air with us here, let's give that website to everybody so they can hear you. Or how do they find you?
How to get to my show?
Yeah,
I
want to get to you.
Okay.
Your show. Plugging your show. But
well, thank you.
That's the same network, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's broadcast on ParanormalRadioNetwork.com. You can also get to it from our site, Rich's and mine, is KeyholePublishing.com. It's like looking through a keyhole. And the name of the show is Through the Keyhole. We took from the publishing company. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of publishing companies, what's happening there?
We published Rich's first book, UFOs in the National Security State, which came out in 2000.
Oh, he's one of our favorite people to have on the air. We know about that book a lot.
Yeah.
But tell what else you got going?
Well, he's working on volume two.
Okay.
Still working on volume two. A lot of things came up last year. He got a chance to do a TV show on the Sci-Fi Channel,
mm-hmm.
which was a fantastic opportunity. He had a lot of fun, and it was a great show. But he lost a lot of writing time, so that pushed everything back.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. You think, well, it's only a show, and they tell you, it won't take much time, a few stand-ups here and there, and of course,
yeah.
Next thing you know, your whole life's there.
Yeah. Well, he actually lost a few months.
You're
going
to become a TV star like your husband?
Oh, I'm working on it.
Maybe as I kicked it off about the famous Dolan family in the financial world, maybe you guys will have a UFO call-in show and a TV show every day. You want to do something like that?
I would love that. That'd be
okay,
great.
Maybe somebody listening will give you the opportunity.
Hey,
how do they find you on the website? Your website again.
On our website?
Give it one more time.
It's www.keyholepublishing.com. And now, when you go to that page, there's a link on the first page to go to mine with information on the radio program and everything that I'm doing.
We're running short of time here because it's very rushed. What's your impression of Roswell this time around, and what's happening? You could come across any new information, any scoops you can give me or something? Any great gossip?
Oh, gosh. You know what? We have been so busy because I actually don't have any new scoops. I'm so sorry. I've talked to a lot of really wonderful people.
Do you think the Roswell event is the way we perceive it, or there's actually several perceptions out there? I'm kind of putting you on the spot because you're in Roswell.
I definitely think something happened.
Okay.
I think there was a crash. I think it's all legitimate. I mean, when the military goes in a few days afterward and they go shoulder to shoulder across such a huge area, they go into people's homes looking in their sugar bowls to retrieve pieces. I don't think that's standard operating procedure for retrieving a weather balloon.
I agree with you.
So, you know, that alone makes me think, yeah, something happened.
What kind of subjects do you like to deal with on your radio show?
I deal with ufology. I also deal with paranormal. Rich focuses on ufology, but I was interested in paranormal topics before I even met Rich.
And so, when we talk about paranormal topics, are you talking about my favorite subjects, ghosts and haunted houses?
Absolutely. My first program on my debut show, I interviewed Ryan Buell, the founder of Penn State Paranormal Research Society. The following week, I had a friend of mine on who spent 30 years studying the history of Wicca. So we talked about paganism and the pagan holidays.
Yeah. You know, the first time I started doing paranormal shows, a couple of ladies walked up and they talked about, they were proud they were witches, and I just had to, now I'm into it, but at the time I was kind of astounded about the whole idea.
Yeah.
You seen any ghosts yourself or other events that you can't explain?
I believe that probably everyone in the world has seen ghosts, but there are always occasions where you see somebody, you might talk to them, and then later you talk to someone else and they say, oh, it couldn't have been that person, they died yesterday. I mean, I think that kind of thing happens all the time. And I think probably everyone in the world has seen ghosts, whether they realize it or not.
So you think if we were not so wrapped up in ourselves and started looking around, we might be surprised at what we do see?
I think everyone has the ability to see a lot more than we think we do. I think that we need to be more open to it. We need to pay more attention to what's actually in the world around us and stop watching TV all the time, which kind of led into my presentation also. I said, look, if you're going to watch TV, that's fine, but pay attention to what the messages actually are. Look at what people are really telling you and what people are really telling your kids. And turn off the TV a little bit.
You hear extraterrestrial.
Oh, yes. I just ruined my chance to get on TV, didn't I?
No.
I said turn off the TV.
That's the reason I was changing the subject really fast. I thought that because we were just pitching you through a series with your husband.
I know. Jeez, I just blew it.
Hey, you won't offend these guys. If you get a writing, they'll give you a job anyway. We have no pride. When it gets
works
down
for
to
me.
Now, we're almost out of time. We've got to make room for it. You mentioned Guy Malone. They're coming in here and doing the next show, so
yeah.
We need to break down.
I would like to just thank Guy Malone. I want to point out he's done an amazing job, not
this
only organizing
great,
this whole
great
conference,
deal, isn't it?
But for me personally, Guy got me my start on radio. He had me on his show as a guest. He had already arranged that he was going to interview Rich at some point when he started his show live from Roswell. Guy had the idea to call me one day and he said, hey, why don't you come on and talk about what it's like to be married to a UFO researcher? So I thought, okay, so we got on, we had a really good time, and the ratings were very good for that show. So a couple weeks later, he interviewed Rich. At the last minute, he called me and he said, hey, can you come on too? And we'll just chat. And we did, and I ended up doing the whole show with them. And again, we had really good ratings.
Well, now how does Rich feel about all this?
Rich is amazingly supportive
good.
About this. He's really...
He's a great guy.
He's fantastic. And, you know, when I was chatting with Guy, and I talked about this media thing, and he said, well, why don't you come and talk at the conference? So I said, okay, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I went to Rich, and he just was incredible about helping me put my presentation together, because I'd never done this before. He told me how to do it. He put PowerPoint on my computer, taught me how to use PowerPoint, all the way through. I mean, talked me through this whole thing, and every time I had a panic attack, thinking, I can't stand up in front of all these people and talk, and he's like, you'll be great. Just calm down. You'll be fine.
Well, I hear it went well.
Well, thank you. It did. It was very well received.
You know, I used to do stand-up comedy years ago, and sometimes if it's a new audience or something you weren't familiar with, you got a little butterfly or two. Mm-hmm. But when you get out there and they react to you, and the same thing when you make a presentation, you get a little confidence, all of a sudden it's great.
Yeah. Once I got going, it was fun. It was Saturday morning. We're watching cartoons.
So you are available if somebody wants to book you someplace.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they can check you out on your website.
Yes.
Get two for one, maybe.
Absolutely. We'll do teamwork. We're fine with it.
Or at least two for the price of 1 3/4.
Yeah. Spare travel expenses.
Yeah,
we'll go anywhere.
Right. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on here, Jerry.
And we've got to get out of here, folks. The bumper music's playing, and we just really have enjoyed ourselves in Roswell. And until next time, I'd like to thank Roberta Scott, our location producer, Jane Swartley, our editor. Cheers.